Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that there will be different degrees of judgment in hell, as there will be different degrees of reward in heaven. Follow along as we start there today. As bad as the fire destroying the cities of Sodom completely, hell's judgment will be worse for Capernaum. In Luke chapter 12, verses 43 through 48, please listen closely as I read these verses. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. And if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. You realize it'll be worse for some people in hell than others? There are different degrees of punishment. See, when people go to the white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 19, they're all unsaved. They're going to the lake of fire. But there are degrees of punishment. That's why there's a judgment. And it'll be worse for some than it is for others. But there's a judgment seat of Christ for the saved. And there'll be different degrees of reward. The Bible talks about us counting the loss. God had already laid it up, put faith in you, and you let him down. And you'll be saved so as by fire and ashamed at his appearing. Now, the faithful will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, and they'll have confidence at his appearing. The confidence is not about, oh boy, I'm saved. No, they're looking for that reward. They've been separated from worldliness. They've kept their lives holy. They have not been taken in by the religious marketers and the things of the world. And they'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Which is it going to be for you? It is an absolute shame that God's people fail to see that the burden of their sin will far, far, far exceed the pleasures of their sin. They enjoyed this pleasure of sin for a season, but only in that day. One will not rest when they fall beneath the load of their sin. Oh, the shamed of saved, so as by fire people. Oh, the shame, the greater shame of those without Jesus Christ in the day of judgment. Revelation chapter 14, verses 10 and 11 says, they'll be tormented night and day forever and ever and ever. They don't cease to exist. They never escape. They have no hope, but they are tormented, and they're in that flame. Every one of us has the burden of sin. Romans 3:23 says it this way, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All is everybody. That includes me. Includes you. come short of the glory. What is the glory of God? It's Jesus Christ, is it not? So if you're going to measure yourself to those hypocrites in the church you like to talk about, hey, if they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. No, you're not. You're not going to heaven. Even if they were hypocrites that were saved. You see, you're not compared to hypocrites. And why are you comparing yourself to hypocrites? Why aren't you comparing yourself to, say, the Apostle Paul? Even Apostle Paul would say there was a sinner saved by grace. So why aren't you comparing yourself to the Apostle Paul? Why in the world are you comparing yourself to hypocrites? You know, I can lift more weight than my 2-year-old grandson. Oh, boy. All right, that makes sense. I can outlift weights of my 2-year-old grandson. But my friend, that's not an equal comparison. You're trying to equal yourself to other people that are not right with God or backslidden or whatever. God doesn't compare with them. The standard is Jesus Christ. You're compared with Jesus Christ. Romans 3:10 said, there's none righteous, no, not one. Every person born on the face of this earth, every person living and alive and has ever been alive with the exception of Jesus Christ was born a sinner with a sin nature headed for hell. So Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift, not something you earn, a gift, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, you don't earn salvation. You don't get good enough to get saved. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. All of our sin had to be paid for. Whether you consider yourself a great sinner or not so bad a sinner, the wages of sin, what we've earned, he didn't say how many sin. I mean, just think of Adam. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, we're forced by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, let's imagine you have a bowl of candy in the house, and you tell your son, now, you cannot eat a piece of candy before supper. That candy looks inviting, it looks good, and he sneaks a piece, and you catch it. Now, we don't react this way, but you say, okay, that's it. I'm going to blow your brains out right now, and you take a gun and blow his brains out. You say, that is not it. And that's right, that would be wrong. But you see, what I'm saying is that a holy God, all sin is bad. And all sin deserved the death penalty. Death is not ceasing to exist. Death has been separated from God forever in a lake of fire with no hope. That's the second death the Bible refers to. We can have victory over that. We can have victory over death through Jesus Christ and only through him. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says. And so we must turn to him for our salvation. And that salvation is a gift. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 tells us. So there is, as our text shows, the burden of sin. But also, in another book of the Bible, we read in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15, these verses. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. See, Christ is on this throne. And he sets his God on the throne. Nobody will be able to hide from him. Revelation chapter 6 says, the men will cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. They're actually praying to the rocks and the mountains. And of course, that won't do them any good. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Now, they know he's the Lamb of God. And, you know, it's almost funny to me, although this is deadly serious. But the funny part of it is that they're hiding from a Lamb, the Lamb of God. Wow. So, He goes on in verse 12 here of Revelation chapter 20. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. You see, no one's exempt, regardless of their standing in this world, no matter of their standing with man. He goes on to say, and the books were open, books plural, and another book, singular, was open, which is the book of life. And they were judged out of those things written in the books. Again, that's plural. Different from the book of life, the things in the books are plural. You see, the books have every moment of your life recorded, including every thought, every word, every deed, every intent, every sin, even those that men never saw, God saw, and it's recorded. And he says, he's writing everything down according to their work. So verse 13 goes on to say, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell, those that died and went to the fires of hell as a rich man, being held over. You say, well, what is that? Well, it's kind of like being in jail before you go to prison. And death and hell were delivered up, the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their work. The works are out of the books. Okay, everything written. There will be no doubt in anybody's mind that every person goes to hell when these books are open, and all is read of their thoughts and intents of the heart, as well as their deeds and actions, their words. They'll deserve to go to hell. You see, a saved man is saved by the grace of God, not by his works. Doing the best you can won't get you to heaven. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. You see, it's the second death because when you're born spiritually dead. Now again, death means to be separated. We're separated from God. We're born separated, our spirit separated from him, headed to hell, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. It's so bad, it torments even the super spirits as Satan and his angels, let alone our human spirit. And so, they're cast into that lake of fire. The second death. This is the second death. Spiritually dead. The chance to be saved has to be in this life. If you die without Christ, then the second death is yours, which is the lake of fire, tormented forever and ever, with no hope, with no escape, never ceasing to exist.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.